Monthly report from the town of Afton. Administrator Violet Sanderson in studio today. Joining her this time around is Josh Peebler. He oversees the utilities as the director for the town of Afton as well. Appreciate you both coming in. Violet, let's start with you. And we've been talking 4th of July, of course, this morning, and town of Afton doing quite a bit tomorrow for Independence Day.
Yeah, we are, Duke. Thanks for having us, first of all. Good morning to the listeners. I first of all, just want to give a shout out and a thank you to everybody that participated in the Freedom Festival that happened on Saturday last week. We had a good showing of people coming out, and it was amazing. We had a lot of people, you know, that helped us with that, helped it come to fruition, and that was awesome. So, but as far as tomorrow and events coming to the town of Afton, so we do have the Heritage Hall of Fame inductees that will be that will happen at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Civic Center, and we will have then we will have there will be a street market down by the fairgrounds from about 11 to 4. And then we will have the parade at 5. And registration for the parade is currently available online. You can find that on any of our social media outlets and on our website as well. And then we've got the Search and Rescue Ranch Rodeo that's put on by the Star Valley Search and Rescue, which we always appreciate them doing for us. That's set to start at 7 p.m. And then the town of Afton will be doing the fireworks after that as soon as it gets dark.
Perfect. So it's going to be a full day and a lot going on in the town of Afton for the 4th of July holiday. Of course, Violet Sanderson in studio, Josh Peebler as well. So Violet, let's roll right into what's happening with the sewer lagoon and waste dumping and things like that. Let's get your thoughts on the background on this and what has been happening and what kind of took place to require some changes to be needed. And then we'll loop Josh in here and he'll give us some of the technical aspects of the whole thing.
So just to kind of summarize some things, I know that, you know, there's been stories in the paper and just to dispel any of the concerns or rumors for the Afton Town residents, we have thorough capacity and capability of our infrastructure currently. We have our 20-year expansion project underway. We have no concerns in terms of being able to serve the existing residents of the town of Afton or the growth that we have planned for the next 20 years. The issues that came about over the last few weeks had to do with the town previously allowing for septic dumping to come to the town of Afton and our lagoon system. We've been very vocal with the commissioners in the, you know, previous commission and current commission of the county that we will take it on as long as we're able to, so long as it's not affecting our system. Well, within the last couple of months, we found that it was directly affecting our system. And so because of that, the town of Afton ratified a cease on taking any county septic waste into our lagoon system in the June council meeting. So that's no longer happening. So now there's obviously existing businesses that thrive from being able to do septic pumping and dumping. And so that affects their businesses, which we feel for them on that. They're going to have to find a different location to take that. But we have to do what is best for the town of Afton residents. That is where our priority lies. And so that's what we will continue to do. As far as some of the issues that we've had and what that looked like, I'm going to let Josh touch on that because he's the expert. It's his system that he manages for us and he does a fabulous job.
Yeah, absolutely. So Josh, let's loop you in here. Give us some background. Violet mentioned it started to cause some issues to the system. So exactly what did that look like?
So just to kind of just start from the beginning here just a little bit, on April 21st, 2025, we had a couple of events happen. Our crews were on site and we noticed that our lagoon system was having some trouble and the main line was actually blocked going into it, and we had a spill out into the field above the sewer lagoons. We quickly found a way to remedy that situation, and we contacted Wyoming DEQ and visited with them on the phone, and we reported it a sanitary sewer overflow. Wyoming DEQ calls it a SSO. We reported with them. They came out on site and did an inspection. We went through the cleanup process and we were able to meet all of the cleanup process that they required. They have since came back to our system and done a complete inspection, and that event was completely crossed off. So we're At no time were we ever out of compliance. At no time were we in a situation where we weren't taking care of the Afton residents' waste that goes down the system. The kind of the next part of this scenario that I just want the Afton residents and anybody that lives in the town of Afton that's listening to this to understand that you know, our system works really well. It's designed for the Afton residents. In the past couple of years, we have put together a plan for a 20-year expansion on just the growth of the town of Afton. Because of that, our system was designed for that. Our system was not designed for the 20-year growth for Lincoln County. Currently, to my knowledge, the town of Afton was one of the only systems that was taking on this septic dump material. And over the last couple of months and a lot of hard work and research, we've kind of determined that this plug happened because of that. And that was the reason that the town of Afton put this cease and desist on the dumping.
Gotcha. So has the plug been cleared then, it sounds like? Everything's currently operating as it should, right?
Yep, the plug has been cleared and we're currently operating in the way that it should, and the citizens should not have any concern about what's happening with their system. One quick point to make, just to help people understand a little bit, is treatment begins at collection. The collection system, which is underneath the streets and serves all of our residents, once somebody flushes the toilet, that's when treatment begins. Our sewer lagoons is approximately a mile below town. And so as our waste goes down through the system and makes the various turns and flows for that length of time, everything for the most part is completely broken up and the first part of the treatment process has happened. So as that goes into our sewer lagoons are designed to finish that off and take care of that problem. The thing about the septic dumping material is their material goes into a septic tank, and septic tanks are designed to have really good digestion, but they can only digest it to a certain point. So each time somebody has their tank pumped, you know, they're pumping the stuff out of their tank that will not digest. And it was being offloaded, you know, and it's a huge problem. And I kind of want to get out to the county residents here some. You know, the county currently was permitting septic systems to happen every day with our growth, and they didn't have a plan to take care of that. And Afton for a while was kind of meeting that obligation until this new light. You know, so I urge the county residents to get a hold of their county commissioners and the county needs to figure out a plan to determine where their waste is going to go.
So, Violet, it does sound like there is going to be some sort of discussion taking place in the coming days, right, between some municipalities and the county on this.
So on July 8th, there is a meeting that was called between all the municipalities and the county commissioners to kind of sit down and discuss. So the county did, over the last couple of years, they were collecting data in regards to existing facilities that may have the capability to take on septic. That evaluation wasn't that thorough in terms of our system. It was just kind of like, well, they're already taking it, so they're good. So, which at the time we thought potentially we were, but we were hoping that they were coming up with a solution. It does seem like with the evaluation, copies of that I have had an opportunity to review, which was done by CRS Engineering, which I believe is now Horrocks Engineering. They did identify potentially to have a treatment area engineered for the town of Alpine. Obviously, that would be up to the town of Alpine to see if that works with their existing system and how their treatment works and if that could help help alleviate some of that. But, I mean, we, as the town of Afton, you know, we've always been, you know, our priority is to the residents of Afton, but this is a community effort, and I think we're willing to be at the table to see what is what can be done to address the problem for the county residents, but not at the detriment of our system to be able to serve our existing residents and the growth we have planned for the next 20 years for them. So like I said, we'll be part of that meeting on the 8th. Josh, myself, and the mayor will be present for that, along with the other municipality representatives and the county commissioners. So, but yeah, we basically just wanted to come on today and help people understand in the town of Afton that you can still flush your toilet. There's no problem. Like, we didn't want anybody to feel like, oh, what's going on down there? And the other thing is, you know, if people are familiar with the location of our sewer lagoons, you will see activity down there, but that's because our 20-year expansion project is underway right now, and was even before we kind of had these issues. So it's just kind of the timing was a little bit coincidental, I would say. But just so everybody knows, you know, there's no problem with us being able to serve the residents of Afton. It became a problem when we started taking on additional septic, and the county is the permitting authority of that, of septics throughout the county. They're the ones that are permitting the septic systems, and so I do feel that they have a bit of responsibility in deciding how that's going to be treated, whether, you know, it's something that they plan for and help establish, or something, you know. Anyways, that'll all come out in that meeting that we hopefully, it's a good discussion on the 8th next week, and we can move forward. But I would, you know, as far as a call to action, I think it's important that the county residents understand that currently today, and until there is a plan in place and potential engineering, there's no plan for septic to be taken care of locally. So some of these pumper companies that have been offloading in our system are now traveling really far out of the community to get this stuff taken care of, which is potentially going to cost them a lot more money.
Significant increase in cost. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, Violet Sanderson to studio, Afton Town Administrator, Josh Peebler, Utilities Director for the town of Afton as well. Anything else from either of you that you'd like to mention on this?
Go ahead.
One thing that I do want to talk about just a little bit, you know, is kind of the do's and don'ts. I think that our citizens, and especially if you live inside of a municipality and you don't have a septic tank that you need to maintain, we need to be aware of the things that we do put down our toilets. You know, it's kind of the out of sight, out of mind mentality. There's a lot of different products out there as far as wet wipes and, you know, things of that nature. There's a lot nowadays that say flushable. Those things that, you know, are things that shouldn't be put down the toilet. Another big one is feminine hygiene products. You know, we're able to flush those down our toilet, but what happens to that? I don't think people think about that. You know, that's stuff that we have to either figure out a way how to separate it out or enhance our treatment process. So just a little bit of awareness to everybody, you know, be mindful of what you put down your toilet. Things like grease and other things like that, you know, that's all processes and things that don't belong in that system.
Violet?
I don't have anything else to add in regards to the septic stuff. If anybody has specific questions in regards to where we're at on our expansion project or any concerns, we are here, you know, all the time. You can find us at the town hall, and we always encourage people with concerns, questions, comments to give us a call.
Okay. We'll look forward to seeing how things progress with this one after the 8th of July. In the meantime, enjoy the 4th of July, yeah. Right?
If I have just 1 second, Duke, just to give two other kind of updates. I think I had reported on these last time I was in here, but we do have the Adams Street Water Project that's going to be underway starting next week. They're going to start mobilization, and that replacement is going to take place between 5th and 6th Avenue. So if the residents of Adams Street between 5th and 6th Avenue, hopefully they're listening, we will start... you know, Josh is really good at communicating with the residents to help them understand what's going on there. The contractors that we met with yesterday who were awarded the bid for that project seem to be very responsible, and they're going to be, you know, keeping in touch with the neighbors down that way to help them understand what's happening, when it's going to happen, and the scheduling of that. The other thing is that we did have our bid opening schedule last Thursday for our improvements to the streets. As I talked about last month, we're really doing a lot of maintenance and not a full depth reclamation. We did not receive any bids last week on that those projects, so we will start soliciting for bids since we did go through the whole procurement process for that. But just to keep people in. Just keep people informed on where we're at with those things as well. And we wish everybody a happy 4th of July, and we hope that you're safe and responsible.
That's Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator, along with Josh Peebler, Utilities Director for the Town of Afton. It's all part of the Weekday Wake-Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.